The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday, the 18th of November. In your Squeeze today, Chinese troops on the streets of Hong Kong, US authorities offer to help repatriate Australian women and children stuck in Syria, Dance Monkey becomes the longest running number one song in ARIA chart history, and an unrelatable Christmas gift guide. This is your Squeeze today. Chinese troops have made an appearance, which is a very rare sight, on the streets of Hong Kong, dressed in matching shorts and t-shirts. They were there, according to the Chinese government, to help clean up debris caused by anti-government protests, Claire.
And that appearance has made people very nervous. As you say, it's a very rare sight. It's only happened once before, and that was last year after a typhoon. They came out to help clean up some of the debris. Of course, in the current environment where all eyes are on Hong Kong and China's response, it's made pro-democracy protesters very nervous.
Another rarity, a statement from Chinese President Xi Jinping late last week as violence continues in Hong Kong.
He said that the restoration of order there is an urgent task for the administrators of the Hong Kong territory. There's real concern that these protests are now into their fifth month and they seem to just continue escalating in the level of violence that's being used. Over the weekend, the violence seemed to centre around universities, particularly the Polytechnic University, where masked students barricaded themselves in. They used petrol bombs and bricks. They shot arrows at police. Was really used as an example of things getting out of hand again.
And still on China, but a local angle, two of our coalition politicians, Andrew Hastie and James Patterson, plan to travel to China on a study tour, but have been denied entry due to their open criticism of the Chinese government.
Andrew Hastie said that he's certainly not thinking about backing down. He said, "Let me be very clear, we will not repent for standing up for Australian sovereignty." He also said that reports around the persecution of Uyghur Muslims was something of concern, and there's a link to that stunning report in the email this morning.
Hastie also commented on China's interest in the Pacific region just on our doorstep. Now an update on the fires. A lot of focus on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, both due to cleanup but also further threats, Claire.
Yeah, and also Queensland is really where the danger zone seems to be. Lots of emergency fires at that level over the weekend. Authorities say that will continue into this week. Lots of fires out of control and lots of concern that the conditions are going to be particularly bad again.
People may have seen there was a hailstorm on the Sunshine Coast. Some contrast.
Yeah, also stretched into north of Brisbane. Of course, that's just stretching emergency workers' capabilities. If they're not dealing with fires, they're dealing with homes that are being battered by hailstorms.
As I mentioned, lots of cleanup, particularly on that New South Wales mid-north coast. The Rural Fire Service confirmed 412 homes have been lost in New South Wales already this bushfire season. That's more than the past three bushfire seasons combined. Over to Syria, and there remain 60 Australian women and children in the Al-Hal camp in the north of the country. Those women are the wives and children of Islamic State fighters, many of whom have been killed. Over the weekend, the US has offered to help bring them home, but our government is resisting, Claire.
They really don't want to bend on their line. It seems that they're not going to put Australian officials' lives at risk to recover those Australians. That's an issue, of course, because there's family members here in Australia who are becoming increasingly vocal about wanting to get those women and children out, particularly with winter arriving very soon. Also, the Turkish government has urged the Australian government to take up to three captured Islamic State prisoners. They're holding them in Turkey and they want to send them to Australia to get them off their books.
And as a side note to this, there's been lots of discussion about Islamic State. We've dropped a Squeeze shortcut on the terrorist organisation, which goes through how it was formed, its rise and its recent demise. As part of that, we cover the backstory to those women and children who remain in northern Syria. We had Aussie duo the Veronicas involved in a dispute with a Qantas flight attendant just a little while ago. Now a similar story with Black Eyed Peas frontman will.i.am.
And he went very public with his concerns. He took to Twitter and even named the Qantas hostie, who he said was particularly aggressive towards him. He called her a racist. He was very upset that police met him off that flight. Qantas said that really it was down to a misunderstanding. It's still kicking on this morning with lots of reprisals from that naming of the hostie, and Qantas and others being quite upset about that.
And the Veronicas say it was the same woman involved.
Yeah, Qantas says that's not the case.
Wow, bit of back and forth on this one.
Indeed.
Prince Andrew has done a sit-down interview with the BBC to talk about his association with multi-millionaire and convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
Didn't get really good reviews for that interview. He was absolutely slammed wall to wall by the press in the UK. The Sunday Times said it was one of the single worst PR moves in recent history. So that pretty much sums up that response. Others were particularly scathing of his focus on the misery that the scandal caused him personally rather than the victims.
Jeffrey Epstein is, of course, now dead this year, taking his own life while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. To something quite a bit lighter, I had the radio on a bit whilst zipping around doing odd jobs over the weekend, and I heard the song Dance Monkey at least five or six times, maybe more. If you don't know it by name, you'll definitely know it when you hear it. The backstory to the mega hit is that it's by Aussie busker Tony Watson. It's now spent 16 weeks at the top of the Aussie charts. That's a record, Claire.
Yep, Tones and I with her Dance Monkey have broken that record. She's had quite a lot of critical acclaim as well for really busting onto the scene.
She really busked onto the scene.
Yeah, she did indeed. And she's scheduled to perform on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show this week as well, which is a really big thing. Yeah.
Kicking lots of goals, currently on tour in Europe. There's plenty to read about her. And we'll finish on something completely unrelatable for most of us. Goop, that's Gwyneth Paltrow's health company, has put out their Christmas gift guide.
And look, you want to have a bit of money left in the account at the end of the year to probably cover the credit card bill that would come from purchasing something off that list. We're talking about Chanel handbags for children. We're talking about a $1,000 cat gym that you can just set up at home. Also getting quite a bit of attention was a rather sort of spice up your life accessory, let's call it, that could be used with people that you care deeply about.
And that's all we'll say about that. There's a link in the email if you'd like to click on it.
That's right, there is. Maybe don't click on it at work. That wouldn't be a good idea.
It's a CNN article, isn't it? Or a BBC article.
Yeah, just be careful if the boss is peering over your shoulder, perhaps.
That's true. And what's the email subject line?
I've got It's Not Over Till It's Over. Remember the Rockmelons?
Oh, that's
Denny Hines from way back in the day. And that applies to a whole heap of things, but most notably the fires. They're most certainly not over yet.
No, it's only the middle of November, of course. Jump into the Squeeze Today email for more news and further reading on all those stories. There's a fair bit of detail in the news today. If you feel like getting across a bit more info this morning, search for Squeeze Shortcuts in your podcast app. Plenty to have a listen to in there. Our episode, as I said, on Islamic State is out today. That's all from us. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.